Show. Biggest hits, biggest stars. Guaranteed every night. Are you in demand?
This is In Demand Tonight with One Direction. Hello, boys.
Hello mate.
How are you?
Yeah, we're good, mate. How are you?
Totally excited about album release. Well, it's here.
Thank you.
This has
so
been,
we.
You know, a year in the making. How are we feeling at this point?
Amazing.
Excited, nervous, you know, it's been crazy year. Had, you know, we worked really hard making the album and we finished it and we're really proud of what we've done and, you know, hopefully people enjoy it and get their hands on it.
Now, we know all about What Makes You Beautiful and Gotta Be You, but tell us about a few more tracks, maybe the one that Tom Fletcher's written or the Ed Sheeran thing.
Yeah, the Tom, I really like the Tom track, it's amazing. It's called I Want and I think it's Zane's favourite, so I can't wait to perform it on tour.
Yeah, it's my fave.
Yeah? And what about Ed's contribution?
I love that song. That is my favourite song on the album, actually, Ed's. It's called Moments, and it's kind of a slower, emotional song. It's really, really nice.
He came to see us at In Demand a few weeks ago, and he performed it for us, which was a bit sneaky. Yeah, he was like, I'll give you a preview of this, but promise you won't record it. I can't even remember what he sounds like, so I'm going to need to listen to the album again.
That's cool.
Talented man, though, isn't he?
Oh, he's amazing.
Very, very talented.
A nice guy as well. Very nice guy.
He's a genius.
Very talented.
How was the experience on the video for Gotta Be You? It looks like a Jack Wills advert, lads.
You know, it was amazing. There was so many good locations and stuff. We got to meet some great people as well. It was fantastic.
It was cold.
Whereabouts was it?
It was quite hot.
It was cold, but it was very picturesque, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was upstate New York, at a place called Lake Placid. And we actually had the day off before we started filming, so we went onto this massive Lake Placid lake.
Are you calling it Lake Flaccid or Lake Placid?
Flaccid, yeah.
Lake Flaccid.
Flaccid.
Flaccid was in my head, sorry. And we went kayaking for the day, so that was pretty cool. And then there was like a little thing where you could rent Segways.
Yeah.
So there was not much going on. Like everywhere was kind of made out of wood.
Segway.
And it was all like really old school.
Segway.
And then there was like people going around on Segways.
That's
amazing.
Sounds
like some kind of religious cult. The cult of the Segway or something.
Yeah, Harry's
like
going to buy one next week.
Maybe.
How much are they?
£43.
I think you've underestimated that, man.
Okay.
Put it on your Christmas list, Harry.
I will do, don't worry.
Yeah, someone will get you one, I'm sure.
Segway.
You mention it enough, you'll get a freebie. That's the deal, right?
Wow. Segway! Give
Harry,
me a segway.
He said if you mention it enough, not how loud you mention it.
Segway!
I want one too.
I'll drop it in subliminal messaging.
Let's do this. All One Direction want a segway, yeah?
I agree, segway, yeah.
Consider it done. If you get an extra one, I'll have it, okay.
Please segway, mate.
Can you introduce your latest single, Gotta Be You, for us? We'll play it now, lads.
This is Gotta Be You by us, One Direction.
Yay! I love this.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand. One Direction still on In Demand tonight. Give yourself a clap.
Thank you.
We're still In Demand.
Yeah.
Loads to talk about. I got some Twitter questions from the fans on the way.
Woo.
Are you aware that you are currently top of the calendar charts here in the UK?
Amazing.
I found out a couple of days ago, actually.
How cool is this?
How funny is that?
That is good. That is
hilarious.
Good.
Yours I didn't know what there was a calendar chart.
I know. Yours is the most popular this year. So
Thank
individually,
you.
When you were younger, or as you are now, who did you have on your wall calendar wise?
Oh, good question.
Megan
I think
Fox.
I had, I think I, this is really bad, but I think I had a busted calendar.
Me too.
That's
I
wow.
did. I took it for
That's
everyone.
Okay.
Me too.
Everyone had a busted calendar.
I had some cars.
I had a Megan Fox calendar.
Something for everyone
Harry,
there.
What did you have?
I don't know.
Cars?
Probably an All Saints one.
No, I don't think so.
Probably something really preppy and posh.
Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren calendar.
A Beatles one.
Something quite
Rolling Stones on.
This has gone on enough.
Little boy.
I didn't have a calendar.
Was it the sights of
I just
Cheshire,
scratched
Harry,
marks into my walls.
Oh, bless you.
That sounds quite psychotic.
How's the rehearsals for the tour going?
Forever. Yeah, we've been rehearsing recently for the tour. And we've surprisingly learned quite a bit in such a short space of time.
Yeah.
But we've been coming on leaps and bounds, and it's... We met with our producer a couple of weeks ago and she showed us what the show was going to be like.
Amazing.
And it's just like sick and we can't wait for it.
Have you had a say in any of that then, or have they come to you with
yeah,
ideas?
We have a massive say in it, but it's just that's the most exciting part for me really, when you get to find out about the show and what you're going to be doing on stage and what's going to be behind you and stuff. So it's amazing. Lads are on a little bit of a joke here behind this quote.
What are they doing?
Pulling funny faces. We're so immature.
I feel like a dad today looking after
Professor
you
Green.
Lot.
Professor Green.
Oh, daddy.
Who is mum?
Can I be One Direction's dad?
Daddy.
You can be
a daddy. We'll be little boy.
You do get let's not go that far. I've got some Twitter questions. You ready for them?
Yes.
Liam, this one is for you. Bethany wants to know, if you could swap hair with one of the other lads, who would you choose?
Harry.
I would actually choose Niall because his looks like it's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, and he's already copied Harry, so it'd have to be Niall.
Definitely shave my head. Marco's looking at me, shaving my head.
Harry, the 1D squad, would you rather be stung to death by bees or eaten by a shark?
Don't you have to be stoned to death by stones?
Stung to death.
I thought you said stoned to death or eaten by a shark.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How quick is a shark?
I'd rather be fed to the bears.
That's a really hard question.
I'd go with a shark. Just imagine telling people in heaven that you were killed by a shark as opposed to bees, you know.
Because then people would be like, oh, what a cool way.
Yeah. What a courageous young squire.
Rather than, oh, I get stung by bees, you know.
Zane, Becca wants to know, what was the hardest song on the album to record?
This is a joke.
The hardest song.
To record, is that what you said?
Yeah, the hardest song to record.
I think What Makes You Beautiful, man.
No. I think Save You Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Save You Tonight, the Red One track, was pretty demanding in terms of, you know, vocal things, because it's quite high and it's, you know, one pace all the way through. So that was quite a hard song to record.
I want my question.
Sorry, Louis. Here's your question. This is from Jasmine. Jasmine wants to know, have you chosen who's going to support you on tour yet?
Yep.
Yes, actually, and we're not going to tell you who, but it is a little bit exciting.
It's very exciting.
Massively.
Is it someone we know already, or is it
one of them? I don't know if everyone will know this.
I don't know.
Artist.
If I guess...
Okay, it's Take That.
Take That and One Direction on tour.
One Direction.
Biggest hits, biggest stars. This is In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight. Tayo Cruz is back. Yo, Tayo, how are you, dude?
I'm okay, man. How are you?
All right. Where have you been? It's been too long.
Did you guys miss me?
Totally. We always miss you.
All right, that's good. I've been jet-setting all around the planet.
You're a proper A-list celebrity now, aren't you?
Am I really? Am I on the A-list?
I think so. I think
that's pretty high. You know who's up there? That's like, I'm up there with Brad Pitt and Clooney, you know, girls drooling over me.
Do you know,
okay,
I'll put you on the sub-bench for the A-list.
I feel like I'm a bit disillusioned right now.
But once you make that transition to living in LA, that's the moment you become A-list, I feel.
Okay, all right, cool. So then, all right, if that's the benchmark, then definitely I'm up there then, thank you.
Because my ambition is to own a house in LA, because then I can consider myself A-list. That's all it is.
Or that's LA-list.
LA-list, cool.
I just made that up. It wasn't that funny.
Let's do a song. You can write a song called LA-list.
No, I don't think so. No. I don't think it'll be a hit.
Do you think? I think I'd buy it.
Yeah, I know, then I'd only have one...
I'll take some PRS on that.
Copy sold. Okay, cool.
So what's the deal now then? Are you fully based in LA now, but you just kind of dip your toe back into England every now and then?
Yeah, you know what? I'm based mainly on a plane. I'm always flying about, but I do have a house now in LA that I rent. I don't own one yet, mainly just because I'm always doing so much promo out there. I'm always doing television shows and radio shows and things. And so it made sense to have somewhere to sort of sit down as a base, and also a lot of the producers that I work with, like Dr. Luke and Red One and Swedish House Mafia, they all sort of work out of LA as well.
Right, I'm going to congratulate you on your Songwriter of the Year award.
Thank you.
How
Thank
cool
you
is
much.
This? Explain to the In Demand Army what this award was for. Obviously for songwriting, but
yes,
specifically which song?
It was for writing, I think it was just for writing in general. I also won a specific award for Dynamite as well. So I think it was pertaining to that.
Well, congratulations, and much deserved as well.
Thank you.
And the brand new album, you're back on proper form with Ty-O. This is T-Y.O. This is how the album's spelt, right?
Yes, this is how the album's spelt because of many of you lovely radio DJs who've butchered my name over the years.
Can I just say,
not,
for the record,
not you included,
I was going
though.
To say, I've always got it right.
You have got it right, so you get a massive high five.
First single from it is Troublemaker. It's amazing. Totally love it. Proper dance floor filler.
Yeah.
Can I just comment on the lyric? Your ass looks, from the side, looks like a Coke bottle.
Yes.
Genius, mate.
You've definitely seen a girl who looks like that.
Well, didn't they model once a Coca-Cola bottle on Pamela Anderson?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think there was like...
She's got a Coca-Cola figure.
Yeah, there was a special edition that was modelled on Pammy. So is there one girl who springs to mind when you were writing this, or is it just kind of the generic female race?
Yeah, it's more about the generic female race, but I would say, you know, my ex-girlfriend definitely fits the bill for this song.
Mate, we're going to chat some more after you've introduced your brand new song, Tayo, The Radio Is Yours.
I'm Tayo Cruz, and this is my brand new single, Troublemaker.
In Demand tonight with Tayo Cruz. Let's chat now about your watch line that you've launched, the new addition to the Rockstar range.
Yes, the RXTR watches that are in store at Selfridges right now.
What kind of price are we looking at here?
Well, the RXTR R1 watches are very, very expensive, unfortunately. Yeah. They are price and application, but I have done an amazing collaboration with LTD Watch, and we can bring them to people at an amazing £150.
That's pretty good. That's good for a watch. Absolutely.
So, I think so, yeah.
Are there ladies' watches available as well as the blokes?
There are. These ones are unisex, so they're around about the same size as a Rolex Daytona, so you can wear them. It's kind of like boyfriend's watch type size.
So this is kind of the next progression from the sunglasses, obviously. Do you know what comes next after the watches?
Hopefully we can move into leather and have some leather bags and things like that coming soon. So ladies, watch out for your next handbag.
Amazing. Now, in your spare time, this has been sort of written about quite a lot over the last few months. You've been writing with Cheryl.
Yes, and I have been.
Is there anything you can divulge about the tracks that you've done with her yet or not?
Yeah, her songs are, you know, we've done some very mid-tempo type records, very emotive, I think. And, you know, she, as per usual, just sounds incredible on the songs. And, I really like them. They're catchy, which is, I only ever really like to write catchy songs. So, but at the same time, you know, she's really thrown in herself into the songs, I think. So they sound great.
Is the vibe dancey or is it R&B?
It's a little more R&B than it is dancey. So it's a little bit more mid-tempo than Floor Filler.
Okay, cool. Can't wait to hear those, because Three Words was an amazing album. She's a very talented woman, isn't she?
Definitely.
So the press have obviously decided you two are now an item as well.
They have.
Yeah.
They have. So they've got the wedding date set and everything, haven't they?
How's that working out for you? You guys happy? And, you know, I hope you bought her an expensive engagement ring, Tayo.
We're expecting the baby soon. Yes, great.
Are we putting this to bed, or are we saying that there might be something going on?
No, you can put it to bed.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You're a single man and happy.
I am single and happy.
Brilliant. Tayo, it's amazing to have you back. Hopefully we'll see you again very soon, dude. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
This is In Demand. Is In Demand.
Hi, Jessie J.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Do It Like a Dude is a year old.
I know.
How frightening is that?
We had the anniversary the other day. Andrew texted me. That was the anniversary of it. He is my makeup artist and was like, we've been working together for a year. Happy anniversary.
What an amazing year.
It's been it's been ridiculously epic.
Platinum edition is on the way.
I know, it's here, it's arrived, it's out. There. I saw it today for the first time.
Three new songs.
Yes.
Including Domino.
Including Domino.
Why have you not released that over here? It's amazing.
Be patient.
Is it coming?
Yes. Please. Sometimes you can't always be, sadly, the decision maker of when different labels want to go with different songs at different times.
Surely you've got that power though now, right?
No, not always. I'll be totally honest about it. I wanted to go with Who You Are here, so...
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But you've done Domino on the X Factor USA.
Yes.
Which was spectacular.
Thank you.
How was it for you?
It was a long journey to get there. We arrived an hour and a half before I was on stage.
So cutting it fine.
Yes, it was 21 hours of travelling from Germany. It was crazy, but we got there. And we did it, and it was all good. I remember the words. I learnt the choreography on an iPad in my caravan thing.
Brilliant.
What they call them? Trailers.
Yeah.
I like caravans more.
Winnebago. Steve Jones was flirting with you at the end.
A little bit. I think he was genuinely wanted to put on the outfit.
Do you reckon?
And go backstage and hang out.
Did he not offer later on?
No, I went to the after party and he wasn't even there. Oh, so I hung out with Simon instead, eating donuts.
Did you see Simon?
Oh yeah, we hung out for like 2 hours. He's so cool, man.
What was he saying?
We were just talking about my music and the show and donuts and little potato things, what they're called?
I don't know.
Wedges? No, they're like tatties.
Okay, some kind of American delicacy.
Yeah, literally everything that came by, like we were both just scoffing. It was quite fun.
Is he totally jealous that you've signed up for The Voice?
He did mention it, yes.
What did he say to you?
He just said, I can't believe you're doing it. And I said, well...
Because he must have come to you at some point and asked you to go on The X Factor.
No.
That was the best wink I've ever seen.
No, you know what? At the end of the day, I am who I am, and you always have to go with what you feel represents you the best. I've always said that Britain's Got Talent, X Factor, The Voice, they all have different things they stand for. I always wanted to be involved in The X Factor. I don't think I could have ever been a judge. Okay. And I was honest about that, and I think that's what he respects about me, and I'm always been honest about it. And I'm actually still quite a bit scared to do The Voice because I'm so new. And I, you know, the talks of who else is doing it are like been around for years. I'm not going to say any because I'll get in trouble. But, you know, I'm very young and I just hope that I can bring something to the table that is necessary and valued.
I've heard talks that Kylie might be involved in some way.
I don't know. They won't tell me anything.
So
they
you
know
don't
I'll,
know who else is going to be
honestly,
with you.
I've seen the producers and like tell me and they're like, no, because they know
You'll
that
just
I'll tell
gas
people.
It straight away.
Because I'm so bad with keeping secrets.
What kind of talent are you going to look for though?
Talent that doesn't think that it all comes in rainbows and puppy dogs, that it's hard work and that if you don't get up at 4 a.m. and do your makeup and go and work your butt off, unless you're a boy, obviously. If you want to put makeup on, you can.
That's cool.
And work ethic. Don't presume, don't expect. Work hard. You have to make some huge sacrifices. You have to challenge yourself. You have to train. You don't just give up, you know. I see being signed as going to school.
Yeah.
And I see every day as a challenge and I don't ever want to stop and go, oh, see, I'm done now. I've learnt my stuff. I just do it. Every day is new.
In demand. You're going to do X Factor here in the UK as well.
I am,
soon.
Next week.
All planned and ready to go?
Kind of.
Got an idea?
Always.
Are they giving you a big budget?
I don't think Who You Are needs a big budget. I think it just needs a good vocal and a... So maybe that firework pyro, I like that.
That's standard X Factor for me.
You know what I mean? I feel like I made it when I got that on tour.
Yeah.
They were like, we've got you the pyro. I was
when
like,
they're
what?
Blowing stuff up.
Yeah, and it's coming out of the thing and it looks amazing when you're sitting in the audience, but when you're standing like inches from it and you can hear it and the towel went on fire the first night.
What did?
My eyelashes singe off. Yeah, it's not so rock and roll.
And plans for Christmas and New Year, what are you going to do? Do you get some me time?
I'm going to be in New York till the 22nd.
Nice.
Doing VH1 Duvers, which is...
Amazing.
Amazing, because it's Jennifer Hudson, Mary Jo Blige, and all that good stuff. Yep. And then there's me and they're going
do it like a dude.
My family are just they're the best people in my life, so I will hopefully be spending it with them.
And when does The Voice start? When do we get to see you doing
January
that? Okay. So that's going to be an intense period.
Yes.
Performance at the Brits, are we already
I'd
looking
love
at that?
To but no one has said anything and I haven't had anything, but I might just do it anyway.
You should do. Just rock
jump
up on stage.
The table and be like, I can do it, little brother.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, but you never know.
Jesse, you're incredible. Thanks very
Thank
much.
Thank you very much, dude. Nice to see you.
And you. Take In Demand wherever you go. Download the podcast now. Indemand.fm.